to find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report here from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. It is the 19th of December. It is a Tuesday. We are live. My guest today, Mr. Bob Chapman. He is the author of the, is it a biweekly international forecaster, or is it weekly?
By email, it comes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And in hard copy, it comes out twice a month.
Okay. So it's biweekly, and okay, got that. All right, and in answer to Dan's question in Minnesota, how high is the ceiling on silver?
Well, I would think that that certainly, if we see $850 gold, $25 to $30 is in the cards, and I believe we'll see $850 gold. I think if gold doubles from there to $1,700 to $2,000. I would assume silver would go to $100.
Well, and excuse me for interjecting this. I mean, just to paint a portrait here in people's minds, we actually saw back in 79, 80, remember when the government said, well, we had to wring out inflation, so the banks were charging 20-21% for credit out there, and then we saw gold almost top out at $900 an ounce. That was from a couple of $100. And then we saw silver at the time was trading for, what, $2-$2.50. That went all the way to $50. But, of course, once they relaxed that money supply barrier again, meaning interest rates, who in God's green earth here wants to borrow me at 20%? Well, nobody does. But we've already seen historically 25 years ago, one then, and that was self-induced. Not talking about a collapse of economy or severe recession or even the dreaded D-word, depression. Realistically, how high is gold and silver going to go? I don't know. Bob, what would put the limit on that? What would actually put the cap on what gold and silver would eventually end up being? And let me give you, for instance here, say we went into another world depression.
Well, I think, first of all, inflation would have ended. So all the commodities and silver would probably go down in value from their tops. And gold would go down, but not nearly as much. It's in my reading of history, in these recessions and depressions, and what's happened is that gold has gone down about 20%, and everything else has gone down somewhere between 60 and 90%. And so you have to be adroit in investing in silver and those other things that are going to go up versus all the things that are in the process of going down, like stock markets and bonds because interest rates are going higher and those kinds of investments. But you don't know. You don't know until you get there. But you have now, and are discussing it, a general idea of what to do and how to do it. To complete the answer in that second question was that most of the gold ended up in foreign hands and the remainder was melted. And that's what happened to it.
All right. Mark, let me hold on to Mark here. Mark, just hang on for another couple of minutes or we're up against a hard break here. Mark, Jeff, Ron, Clayton, Daryl, and others, we'll get to all of your calls here. And I just want to let you folks know, and I'm still trying to work out the kinks in this. We discovered a problem offering the international forecaster because actually what we accomplished here is basically we're doing gold and silver business and buying the newsletter from our guest today, Mr. Bob Chapman, national forecaster. And in some cases, we weren't even breaking even that newsletter out to you. We'll straighten out that problem, and we'll have an answer for you for the program here. So everybody hang on. We'll continue the calls here with my guest today, Mr. Bob Chapman.
At company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. Natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Carbite know about the pollutants in the body and want them out. For over 5 years, Carbite has proved itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Carbite.
In our mind, there isn't such a big mystery to disease anymore. Basic tenet of yeast in the gut and in the liver covers at least 70% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone could barely walk up a hill, now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll more than just on heart problems, circulation problems, it'll work on others as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family is now being used to pay back debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle with bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The ES program is unique, designed to help you, consumer, not your creditors, to take back your financial freedom. Call 1-888-245-7097. It's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Animal Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Republic Church Group's number, ladies and gentlemen, 800-691-7898. And we are offering a year's subscription to Bob Edmonds, International Broadcaster. He has well over 100,000 subscribers to that newsletter, and for good reason. Because his predictions, he doesn't have a crystal ball. What he's got is a sound financial grasp of the markets out there. Who's whom in the money markets and all of that combined. So you would do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you a free subscription to the International Forecaster if you make a minimum purchase at Republic Trading Group. And I was trying to get a hold of Jeff Bennett because here's a guy that is one of the chief traders for Republic Trading Group. And we're running into some problems here because, folks, we are so low in the marketplace. And then I want to speak second here on Republic Trading Group and the reasons why I started Republic Trading Group. Because we have been telling people for a number of years out there that you better protect your assets, okay? If you've got any liquid, I was telling you 10 ago, if you've got your 57 T-Bird in the garage, enjoy it for a while longer, sell it off while the market's good, and start investing. You can find a way to sit down with a knife and fork and eat your 57 T-Bird, which isn't really practical. But at any rate, asset protection, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what it is, Mr. Chapman, but it doesn't seem that people will buy into gold and silver because they're still speculating in the market. They're holding back to wait for that gold and silver maybe to drop a little bit more attractive to buy. Because as I see it, and I still can't figure this out, the reason I started Republic Trading Group is I got tired of people getting ripped off at 30% and sometimes even more investment dollar. You get one of the gold and silver guys on the phone, and he's going to sell you this rare coin that's going to give you so much in return, but you're going to hold on to it all. I watched a lot of down the tubes on deals like that. What I'm most interested in, ladies and gentlemen, is converting those funny money, those fiat notes right now, into something we know it's going to bring you a good return. Bob, you've been looking at this for a long time. What's the psychology of people that are buying gold and silver?
Well, I think the act of buying is confusion. I don't think people want to face what is coming. And I don't know quite if they really believe it. And at the same time, they're not in the stock market. I mean, 92% of the trades that are done on the New York Stock Exchange are black box trades. People who are using all kinds of formulas and things like that. And it doesn't have anything to do with the value of the company. They just trade on trend and things like that, nothing to detail. So there are people in the market, the public, to some extent through pension and profit sharing and 401ks. But other than that, they're not really in the market. And so, you know, where are they? Well, a lot of them got a lot of money in the state. And that happens to be down right now, and they're very concerned about that. And so I think it's confusion. And it's been going on for about, I'd say, about a year and a half.
Well, and as I said, the reason I started RTG, we had a sponsor. I won't even mention the guy's name. Because quite frankly, folks, he's sitting there right now. And what I understand, and that was Best Coins. Oh, the hell with it. I'll just say his name. Dennis Helm, sorry, buddy, that you're sitting in jail, but you should have been more honest. He was one of these traders who came from another company and claimed proudly that I'm starting my own business and I'm not going to be doing business like they did business, because what they're really doing is they were handing their customers the business. And I said, oh, okay, fine and dandy. I kept a close eye on this guy. First couple, no problems. Going into the third month, I got a few phone calls. Going into the fourth month, I got a lot more calls. I made a special trip up to Minnesota to go see this guy, and evidently he didn't want to talk to me because he wasn't available in his office. But I left a message plain and clear. If I get another phone call from a dissatisfied customer, I'll cut you off. I'll drop you in a New York second. And I made that statement on air. He called me up later. He heard what you said. You didn't mean that, did you? I said, what? Are you nuts? Because I have seen people literally raped and robbed. And I have to say this, and then Jeff Bennett says, well, maybe you shouldn't tell this to people. But I did anyhow. I told him, I said, call everybody else. If you want to make a gold or silver buy, you call everybody else, and then you call the trading group. We sell for 10% or less. 10% or less, ladies and gentlemen. While the other, and I'm not even grace the airwaves with their names, but they will charge you outrageous amounts. They'll convince you. They'll have some very slick guys on the phone to try to get you to buy just about everything they can possibly shove down your throat, while telling you that this is the best investment in the market today on gold and silver and collectible coins and this, that, and the other. Look, my take on this is give me mostest for the leastest, okay? There are good investments out there to be in numismatic coins. I'm not knocking that. But what I tried to do is keep the public out there away from the people that were just picking their pockets. That's why I started the trading group. And I appreciate Bob Chapman coming on this program to clear the air on financial questions and things of that nature. But I've been trying to figure that out, Bob, for I don't know how many years now, and I still can't come up with a good answer. Why are people not in the market? Why would you turn down a return if you could buy a gold or just take, for instance, a silver coin right now? Say that you're buying for $15 a coin, and the projected value of that coin is going to triple, double and triple within the foreseeable future, and possibly, as Bob Chapman said, it could go as high as $100, maybe even more, on an ounce of silver. Why would you not be investing that right now? And if you're in real estate holdings right now, what are you doing? You still have your real estate holdings because you can't get rid of them. There is a good indicator that the market's getting a little bit soft. And I'm kind of couching those words. I wouldn't consider the real estate market out there soft. I would consider it flat out flat and declining very, very quickly.
I think you also have to point out that it wasn't long ago, in the year 2000, that MS64, thank God, and selling in the $300 to $350 range. They're more than double that today. And the speculative area of stocks, many of the fine companies have gone from $2 and $5 to $30 and $40, and so there has been a lot of money made, and there's going to be a lot more, because I don't believe that we have completed phase one of this bull market yet. We still have more phases to go, and the second phase won't begin until we break 80, And once that happens, a whole new world's going to open up, and people are going to be interested in buying gold and silver-related assets. And we can thank the central bankers, really, for creating this opportunity for people to come in and buy these assets cheaply, because under normal circumstances, gold and silver would be never selling at these prices were they not manipulating the market. And that isn't going to last forever, because they've only got so much gold and silver. But that said, I think it behooves anyone not to be in gold and silver. I mean, they're fantastic investments, and a lot of money's been made, and a lot more will be made.
I'm sorry, did you just say not in gold and silver?
No. I said if they're not in, they should be in gold and silver.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to appreciate in a big way. And once we pass 850 on gold, there'll be a whole new group of buyers come in. One of the things that we that's against us is that the low market in gold occurred and culminated in 1980. And at that time, you had to be 25 years old to even have an idea of what's going on. And maybe 1% of 25-year-olds understood that gold and silver were going up. Blair, over 50 years old right now, and that means everybody under 50 knows very little or nothing about gold and silver. And so we're faced with a tremendous educational process, and we've got the government in the media at every turn saying, well, gold went down today, but they don't tell you when it goes up. And propaganda machines going, so we're treading against that, and it makes our job harder.
Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
One thing I wanted to bring up is with the Republic Trading Group, you get your order in quickly, and it comes to your house quickly. Doesn't take very long. It's very fast. Bob, the thing I wanted to ask you was, we had correspondence about a year ago, and I brought up an article I sent to you, and you responded back very promptly about the amount of folks that were taking out home equity loans due to the high appraising values of their house that had just skyrocketed. And what they're doing is they were taking that money and buying houses in Mexico and Costa Rica and situations similar to that, and then once the economy explodes, whichever it ends up doing, they were going to move down there and just abandon their riches and their equity loans altogether. Have you heard anything more on that?
We do know that the real estate values in those locales have held their own, and in some areas not appreciably. One of the things about buying homes in the second and third world is that 99.9% are paid for with cash. And people who are building their own home, and very often it's the people who are building their home rather than somebody else who's doing it, they build piece by piece, and they get money, and sometimes it takes them 5 years to complete a house or more. And so you don't have the term leverage in the second and third world that you do in America, because very few people qualify to borrow money.
Mark, hang on a second. Bob, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls right after this.
Have you heard of privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? First step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read, The Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, and live anonymously. Leary. You can also order Privacy Crisis telephone. Call 702-436-222.
Business and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more burden themselves. Core Document, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss at CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA contract. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents acquired by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help the freedom from the systems of the world and skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, tight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily up to 2,000 square feet. Whether you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 24-volt refrigeration. Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Mark in Texas, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a second. I have Jeff Bennett online with us, one of our chief traders at Public Trading Group. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, John, how are you? Sorry you couldn't reach me. I have not stopped. As you know, phones started ringing here Saturday, all day Saturday. I was taking care of folks. It's been that way throughout this, the last couple of days, so it's not been easy to reach me. Anyway, what goes on at Republic Broadcasting Network?
I could tell because I was one of the guys who was trying to get a hold of you. At any rate, Bob Chapman's international forecaster, his newsletter,
right,
that goes for $129.95 for a yearly subscription. We went into a little problem here, and I think when we announced this, a lot of people took advantage of this by coming in over the wire. We've said that if you purchase $3,000 or more in gold or silver, that you get Bob Chapman's newsletter. And for what we charge on the gold and silver bullion, we were just about breaking even on that deal, weren't we?
Oh, some of them we actually would have lost money on. And, you know, we believe very strongly in the words that Bob Chapman's got to put out. The International Forecaster has been a tremendously successful newsletter, but not to the point where Republic Broadcasting gets put further in the hole by making it available. So, you know, we've had to put some minimums together on some of this stuff. And this is not late to things like British sovereigns and French 20-franc pieces, some of the modern era $5 and $10 liberties we've been doing. You know, we've got our minimums on that $3,000 purchase. You get this letter free. When it gets into bullion, it's a whole ball game. There is not a lot of money made in bullion. And you and I talked earlier today and had to establish some parameters. So in order to get the newsletter free, when they're placing an order with Public Trading Group for bullion, they'll need to purchase a 20 ounces minimum of gold bullion. That could be American Eagles, Krugerrands, Maple Leafs, etc. 500 ounces on silver, I believe, what we came up with, and that would be the Monstrine pack of silver American Eagles. The other option, of course, is bags of junk silver. You would need to purchase an entire bag of junk silver, currently running in the $9,000 plus range. But there's people who want those products, and that's what's been interesting. I've had more calls for bags of junk silver in 3 days than I've had in 3 months.
Well, and the one thing that I told you that we were not going to do, which a lot of unscrupulous people out there in the gold silver business will do, oh, we'll give you this, and we're going to give you that, and we'll give you all kinds of little perks and benefits and all this other stuff. But what you don't realize, ladies and gentlemen, is all they do is bump up their prices on the commodity you're trying to buy, and you end up paying for it yourself.
Yeah, and we're not doing that. And a lot of the companies out there, we well know, may put a special ad on, and it's a loss list designed to make you put a phone call into them, get their free newsletter, get them on their mailing and telephone list, and then they start trying to switch you into coins with 40% markup. Well, they could afford to give you and two of your relatives free subscriptions at those kind of rates. We're not adjusting our prices at all. We have been very upfront that on many of the products that we make available, it's 10% above our cost. There's no way we're getting 10% on bullion products. We're amongst the most fair in the industry. We picked up a very, very nice trade with a gentleman this morning. First time he's done business with us.
$50,000. I saw that.
Yeah. He's done business with other companies, and frankly, some of them are very good companies and very trustworthy companies, but he felt a need to support the work that we're doing at RBN. That's he chose to do business with us. The prices were, they were fair, but he wanted to support our endeavors and those of you and network.
And then that's exactly why we did Republic Group, is to make that a profit center. I'm not going to sit here and say that we're giving a farm here, ladies and gentlemen. Business adventure is its basic drive is to make a profit. But you have to ask yourself a question when you're purchasing anything. I don't know if you're buying a house, a car, a gold coin. I don't care what it is. How much is a fair profit? And what we do with that profit that is rather skinny, because we do a lot of these things for 10% or less out there where other people will gouge you 30%, 40% or whatever. No, we do not do that. And one other thing, I want a gentleman called and made a purchase. He was down here in Texas, and he said, you know, if you want to get yourself fast, call RTG. And I wanted to mention something before I forgot it. A lot of people have made larger purchases through Gold and Silver Company, and they want to know why they don't get their product for 30, 60, 90 days after repeat phone calls. Jeff, in just in a minute, explain to them out there why they're not getting their orders, their large orders, turned around quickly.
Usually because the companies that are doing those deals are doing what we call living large. The money they're getting from the client that's having to wait 6-8 weeks or longer is being used to pay for somebody else's order that was placed 2 to 3 months beforehand. We don't do that. Our money comes in and goes for their specific purchase. It's not being used to pay for somebody else's coins. I've done this 15, 16 years. Robbie's done it a couple of years longer from a professional standpoint. We both witnessed that firsthand. It is unacceptable to us, and we run a clean business here at Republic Trading Group.
And that's the whole point of RTG. I got sick and tired of dealing with every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there that had a good line. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be put on a callback list, reached it. What we will not do, if you make a purchase through RTG, we're not going to be on the phone with you every other day or every week pounding you to do the old bait and switch or to trade in, and we'll get you something better. If you want to be put on a call list for a great deal there, please submit your name. We'll do that. Otherwise, you make a purchase, we're not going to hound the heck out of you, right, Jeff?
No, absolutely no. I've only had two people request that, and I've said, hey, you keep track, keep listening, you give us a call when you do something, because we don't really have the time for dialing for dollars the way these other companies do.
All right, 800-691-7898, and Rob, you're standing by. We'll be right back. Bob Chapman and your calls right after.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years. No change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. And no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Ignite the 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com. Call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of dissent from the cover-up stories promoted by big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
FP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes excellent, in-depth, uncensored news and good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. We'll be right back. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call. Leave a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collis Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All at $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Stapp. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that I'm really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion, phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium band, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, recharge batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Tuned in to National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, Bob Chapman, you mentioned something about people in second and third world countries building their homes in pieces. I can remember as a kid growing up in Pennsylvania, people up there would do exactly that. They would dig a hole in the ground, pour a foundational base, put the foundation in, and cap it with a temporary roof. And then hopes of next year and the year after, putting on the first floor and then the second floor and then, you know, building their house. Well, only to see a lot of low-level housing in Pennsylvania where they built the basement, they put the roof on it, and that's what they were living in, and that's what they lived and died in. We want the American dream. We want it here and now, so therefore we buy our houses, pay through the nose 2 to 3, 4 times the amount of what that house is actually worth. On a third note, and I'll tell you what, that has been devastating. Could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if Kennedy was still alive and we were able to borrow money from the Fed and at zero interest? So in other words, you went out bought a $100,000 house with small fees. Maybe you paid a little bit of that back to the government, but that's not the way it goes. Everybody wants to live the life of Riley, have their 2.2 cars and 2.2 big screen color TVs and their $200,000 houses. That's coming to a close very quickly. Mark in Texas, did you have anything else to add?
Yes, I do, Tom, please. But back to what you just said, I think that's a perfect idea. Take about 4 or 5 years to build your house and drive the local inspector nuts. They'll probably go through 3 or 4 inspectors before you get done.
Yeah.
So much for the green card, right?
Yeah, but you know as I do that when you have money, any kind of money, whatsoever, you always have a pressing bill in which to pay.
Exactly.
And but that's the way it used to be done. People would actually save up for a house, a home, and then build the thing. But in today's world, who do you know that can sock away $150,000,
$200,000?
Ain't mine either, buddy.
I'll tell you one thing, when going back to the tariffs, I think it's very telling because I know for a fact tariffs are coming. And it's going to depend on where they actually apply these things. If they apply to the textile industry, where here we actually make clothes, which we can use, as opposed to apply tariff to electronics, where, let's say, plasma TV, who else are we going to sell them to?
When you have a dwindling middle-class market out there, that then becomes a bigger question.
We need to put the tariffs, Bob, please chime in on this. We've got to put the tariffs on the textile industry on something that is actually holds value and makes a better way of life, not a more extravagant way of life.
Well, I think you got to keep it simple and put it on everything. You can do that by calculating the cost of production in the foreign countries, and you'll have a different set of tariffs for each country. And that's the way it's always been. And it's not difficult to figure out. Countries got to submit what their bases are, have to be checked out. And if they lie about it, just say, well, we don't want any of your products at all. You got to tell us the truth. We can't operate that way. Right now, trade is not fair trade. We need fair trade, and we're not getting it. We're not going to get it, and we're not going to get these people to stop manipulating their currencies downward so that they will be perpetually competitive and will never have any production and probably not any services left in the United States and in Canada and Western Europe. And we're all going to be financially on our knees, and in the end, not going to have anybody to sell to.
Well, capitulation's coming. Let's just hope for
that. I think that's true.
Hey, I appreciate both you two.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. We've got a lot of callers have been holding patiently, so I'm going to raise here. Jeff in Colorado, thanks for holding.
How do you do, partners?
Hi.
With all this money that they're printing over the last, I don't understand why the stock market's been flat and why there's a talk about it, the housing market going down. It seems like we should be having a great big bubble, you know, and instead of the prices going down. So I thought maybe Mr. Chapp could explain that to me.
Well, first of all, as far as the economy and the stock market is concerned, if you remember, the stock market up until recently, before the election, had gone sideways for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
It traded in the range on the Dow between like 1,200 with a minor exception and 11,700. And that's a very tight range for 3 years. And then finally, it just moved up. The earnings, there's a number of ways to express earnings, but earnings increases over the last 3 years have ranged between 18 and 20%. Consensus for next year is 13.5%. My consensus is 5%. But if you do the mathematics differently, really the growth has been about 7.5%. And the people who crunch numbers know what I know. And so that's why multiples haven't increased in the stock market the way they have in previous times. And that's why the market hasn't moved as much as it has. Now, we're also looking at a dollar that's going to have trouble, and that enters in picture. We have a Congress which is controlled by one party and the White House by another. That's a problem. Things don't get done. And so I think that's the reason why stock market hasn't done more spectacular. I think the market is ready to top out and go down. To answer the first part of your question, which is about real estate, has been overextended in the 30 major markets. It's because of adjustable rate mortgages, which include interest only option and adjustable rate. People have been getting loans, doubling their income, you know, but just like a magic wand, when in fact they don't have that income. A lot of loans have been no document loans. Anybody that could come up and make their mark on a piece of paper showing that they accepted the contract could have a house. And there's nothing down, and sometimes you even take a second loan and embellish things. The point is that out there, about 25% of all loans are of that nature. And as the hot mark come down, and they have begun to come down, then these people who borrowed adjustable rate loans, we'll have them coming due. Now, this coming year, we're looking at $1.4 trillion in loans coming due, and the following year, $1 to $1.2 trillion. And then the ones from last are going to roll the following year if they, in fact, got another adjustable rate loan, and some people have. So if interest rates continue to move up, business will move up, and they already have already, sometimes substantially. And so a lot of people are going to lose homes. We have over 7 months of home inventory in the United States. That's got to be rough to some extent. We have builders who are still building, and their building is only down 25% from a year ago. And historically, in overbought, bubble-type real estate markets, usually the production of homes has dropped 50 to 60%. This is normal. And we've got this highly leveraged market, so we ain't going to get normal. We might get 60 to 70%. There's going to be continual pressure in those former hot markets on prices, and they are going to come down, and they will come down in those markets an average of 40%.
All right, okay. Jeff?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Ron in Washington. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, John and Bob, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
It's been a good program, really. I enjoy Bob. Hey, I got something here you might want to snicker at, but I really believe one of the reasons that the 18 went over to China was, I'm going to laugh at this, is talking about infrastructure. selling some of the infrastructure in Alaska called Gull Island could be worth about $10 trillion. And if they don't make a deal with it in about another year, the Beaufort Sea out there, Chinese can come over and sideline the Prudhoe Bay. So I really believe that they've been talking about this, trying to get some more revenue back into the coffers there in the United States. And then George Bush will say, if they ask him, he'll just say, oh, it's just an island, like you did with the Constitution.
Right.
What do you say about that?
Yeah,
well, it's a thought. I don't think that they're going to part with that finding. I think it's been a policy of the United States government many years to use productive oil and gas in the United States as little as possible. And I think that they've kept it in the ground deliberately, and I'm not against that. And that's why we went 45% imports in energy to about 63%. And they figured as long as oil was decently priced and we could afford it, we'd do it, trying to keep as much reserves as we could. And I think that's the thinking behind it.
Well, up there on Gull Island, we've had numerous people on this program. But we have people that have been sitting in on the board meetings back in the 70s.
Read all their accounts.
Yes, and we have at Gull Island alone. And I'm not talking about Prudhoe Bay or the North Shore or any of that. Just in Gull Island alone, but they've already sunk their test wells. All they got to do is put the operation in and start flowing of that oil. But just in Gull Island alone, at present consumption levels here inside the United States, we have about 200 years up there alone. Now that's not taking into account all the restrictions have been put on the oil and gas drilling offshore in the Gulf, on the U.S. oil here. And elsewhere. So, yeah, you're right. For some reason, we're putting up with $70 a barrel oil. It's down to 65 today. It could be 75 tomorrow, whatever the case may be. But again, this is tied into the international dealings with these countries. There's economic stabilities there. There's contracts that are written. All of these different things. It's just not a matter of just sticking a pipe in the ground, pumping the crude out, because that would affect other things. And again, what would China be doing right now? We're selling off the oil that's coming down that Alaska pipeline. 40% product is going right over to Japan, which is holding a lot of our money over there.
Yeah, John.
And that's not going to stop.
No, it's not.
John, one thing.
No, I think the oil companies have something to do, too, with the foreign exploitation of oil, exploitation in a positive sense, because I think that's a big profit item for them doing it elsewhere. They get more out of it. So I think that's an incentive for them as well.
Okay, we had something else quickly.
Yeah, I worked there for 8 years. I won't say where, but the thing is, you missed the point here. If they don't negotiate with Gull Island, the Beaufort Sea, the ice pack is beginning to melt, and every year it's smaller and smaller. The Chinese or the Russians can come over there and go and get into that area for free. So don't you think they should negotiate with it, even the oil companies?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's why they're holding the Gulf oil reserves in reserve, is because, China has so much money right now. And if we, as Bob suggested, start putting tariffs on products that are coming in from places like China, then they're going to ante up, knock on Uncle Sammy's door and go, wait a minute, we're holding all this worthless paper that you sold us. We want it redeemed, and we want it redeemed now. It's not as simple, is it, Bob?
Well, I may want another war, too.
Well, here you go. Thanks for your call, Ron. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care now.
Okay, Clayton in Texas. Hello, Clayton.
Yeah, Bob, John, it's probably a silly issue, but I've got a company with about 50 employees and have been speaking with some of the investment firms, Fidelity, Merrill Lynch, about setting up a simplified employee pension plan or an IRA or simple IRA, and just want to get your thoughts on that. If you could respond to that, and I'll hang up and see what
happens. Well, I think that's a great idea, and what I would do is make sure that they have a lot of alternatives to invest from. I see so many of these companies that offer, five different mutual funds, and that's it. There should be a list of over 100 that they can choose from, so that they get some variety. But I think it's a great idea. You're going to be one of the few for them to hold their employees because they'll appreciate what you've done, whereas most companies are getting rid of any kind of pensions and to go do it yourself.
Yeah, they consider that to be a liability that they can't afford anymore.
Right.
That's right.
Well,
that's right. I mean, it's not that they can't afford it. They're all making record earnings. It's just that they're so greedy. It is beyond belief. I mean, this is what started labor unions in the late 1920s. This is what Jimmy Hunt power and the coal mining industry, I can't remember his name, I'm getting old, and that's what brought them into the forefront during the 30s. And it's going to happen again. I mean, people were treated terrible. I mean, all of you are not old enough to remember because, you know, you'd be deceased if you lived during that time. But it was awful the way people were treated. And that's why they created and formed and began in a big way labor unions, and it's going to happen again.
But do you think that is a good deal to set something like that up? I know for a fact from what they're saying that it would help retain good help. You know,
I think it would, and especially with the kind of economy that we've got. But I would counsel, if you make the choices, fine. If they're going to make them, you better train them and tell them which fund's conservative and or stocks and so on and so forth. With their own choices, or would you?
I mean, everyone that we've talked to so far said it would be all right if they did make their own choices. The problem with the company itself making the choices for the employees, then if their stocks lose money, or their IRA actually loses money, then they may want to try to point the finger at the company and say, well, hey, you picked these out for us, and now we're losing money. And,
yeah, I see your,
yeah,
see your that, point.
Yeah, that's correct. But you've got to get them some counseling, because people with college degrees don't know how to manage money.
Okay.
Now, if you have employees who didn't graduate from high school or did, it doesn't make any difference. They don't stand a chance.
Right.
So they get counseling. They got to be told what they are. And what they should follow that's suitable for their gains and their age.
Right, and there were some companies that did offer those type of mutual funds and that had different risk levels.
Let me ask you a question, Clayton. Any of the companies you've been talking to, are they setting minimal levels for participation in any program?
No, they really haven't.
Okay.
Are they offering gold and silver related and individual securities?
No, they have not. I mean, the ones we talked to actually didn't bring gold or silver up, so I don't know if they're offering something like that.
Well, you should ask, because it's important, because sometimes people don't want to buy mutual funds. They would like to pick stocks. There's some people who do have some study and background in that area, and or they're taking newsletters like mine, and they're getting recommendations, and that avenue should definitely be open to them.
Clay, let me know how this works out. I'd be very interested for you to do a follow-up call with us.
John, I will do just that.
Yeah, because I'd be real interested in this, because, Clayton, I know you're a guy that has a business that you care about your employees, and they care about you. So I'd be real interested to see how this turns out. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the bedroom, and it made a perfect nightlight. My husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarms when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any county or law.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big myth of disease anymore. This basic handling of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite in someone who could barely walk up a hill, going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In Texas, we're going to move here. We're in a short segment of the program today. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Did I hear you correctly saying we have 100 years left?
We have 200 years of oil just in Gull Island alone.
Okay,
That would fill our bill here at present consumption levels.
Okay, I had a couple more questions, and then I'll let you go. I know that you've talked to some of the satellite companies before. Do you favor either of the big two satellite companies as far as potential for us coming online with RBN?
I'm missing the...
In other words, the two big satellite companies, them and Sirius, have y'all talked to either one of those companies, or is either one more receptive than the other?
Actually, neither one of them are receptive.
That's not good to hear.
Well, it's not good to hear, but they're more interested in their hees and their combs and their Rush Limbaughs or whomever else. They're interested in the mainstream branded bull, basically.
The reason I asked is I was actually thinking about getting that light, and I wondered if you had a favorite. But real quick, I know you're in a hurry on the real estate thing. I'm in Texas, and I don't think we have a bubble like the East and the West Coast. But you know, if you're sitting on land, like I think it's good to own land, like 100 acres. If you own that for your own farm, you might be land rich and poor otherwise.
Right.
But if it's paid for, there's nothing wrong with having land that you're living on if you're not having it for investment purposes or speculation. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I fully agree with that. I mean, you have to have some place to live, and that's what homes and property are all about. And up until after the Second World War, in fact in the 1960s, homes never really appreciated very much, and now they've become an investment vehicle, but historically have not been.
My goal is to have 100 acres here in Texas, and then maybe $25,000 invested, $12,500 in silver, and $12,500 in gold. That's my short-term goal, so I don't know what you think about that. I'll hang up and let other people through.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it very much. And again, folks, it's what to invest your money in. If you've got 25 or you've got 12 grand, you're thinking of putting it in gold and then maybe 12 grand in silver, you might be better off by considering putting that whole 25,000 in silver, because silver's got a good return. Okay? There's a lot of people that have done business through Republic Trading Group. I've dropped $500,000 in nothing but gold. So it depends on your position, what your financial goals are, and importantly, what the best return for your money is. And you can get all those questions answered if you call our guys over there at RTG at 800-691-7898. And I'll say again that we have a minimum set out there to receive Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. Over 100,000 people are signed up for this newsletter, and they are glad that they are, because we are entering in some very, very strange financial times. So the more information that you people have out there, the better off you are in making your decisions. And informed people make good decisions. Poor informed people, they make many mistakes. Bob Chapman, thanks so much, my friend, for these 2 hours of your time.
Well, thank you, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Righty, sir. I'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bob Chapman, glad to have this guy, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there, business owners, investors, people not sure where this economy is going to go. They want to ask questions of people that have been in the stocks and the bonds, understand the financial pictures and the trends, hawking the real estate markets out there, watching what that is doing. I'm very pleased to have this guy of this network. So these guys a call over at RDG at 800-691-7898. Jeff or Robbie, and let's get on this, folks. Get off the fence. Make an investment. You'll be glad.
It's true.